Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Aaron from INS Law.
Hello?
Hello, Stephen. I don't know what happened there. I do apologize for the line dropping.
Reno, quiet there.
If the line must have just dropped, it's there, but no, it's not a problem at all.
Looking for the email. I've got an email for Omar. I wanted to say I went into foster care there. 2002, 2003, and then residential, I went to residential about the start of third year, so it would have been the summer of 2004.
Yeah. Okay. Because it's not a problem to put approximate dates in, and then obviously when we get your
records, eh?
Yeah, we'll obtain these records ourselves. As long as there's kind of like a ballpark that we can kind of know ourselves when you was in them care settings, it's not a problem, because obviously we are talking over 20 years ago. I do understand it can be a little bit of a brain fog when it comes to remembering an exact date, so it's no bother at all.
That's
okay. And even if you do find them, you're more than welcome to forward them on to ourselves as well, by obviously replying back to the email that I sent you shortly.
That's fine.
Okay. So let's start off with your time in foster care. If you just want to tell me briefly what's happened, I'll work my magic into drafting up a bit of a brief statement on your behalf. But whenever you're ready, you just tell me from kind of day one what has unfortunately happened to you.
Right. Well, there was another laddie in foster care with me called Greg. He was like my brother.
Yeah.
We had a wee fallout one day, and the lady, the foster mum, basically, he ran in the house greeting, and she came out and strangled me grabbed me by the throat. Grabbed me by the throat, mouthed abuse at me, saying I didn't deserve nothing. Just basically emotionally abusing me with her words.
Yeah.
Physically holding onto my neck like I couldn't breathe. I got pushed aside all the time. It was just pure emotional abuse when I was there. Didn't want me to go home to my parents. They wanted to keep me there full time.
And the lady who strangled you, was that your foster mum, was it?
Yeah. I had a phone thrown at my head because I tried to phone my social worker. Just threw a phone at my head.
And what type of phone was it? Was it a mobile, or was it like a house phone with like a base, maybe?
Nah, I remember like old Nokia 3310.
Yeah, that absolute brick.
It was one of them. Because I was trying to phone my social worker, I wanted to move it. It was emotionally abused. She abused me. Physically and emotionally.
And yet the lady who strangled you, was this your like foster mum, was it?
Yeah, that was the foster mum.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
She was horrible.
Right, and was it the same lady who threw the phone at you too?
Yeah, she, same lady.
Yes.
And did you have a contact number for her or email address or anything?
Okay, so once you had unfortunately had a mobile phone thrown at your head for trying to contact your social worker, what was then the events after that?
There was other events, like, I know it's not a big thing, but like, see, like, they got paid to get you new clothes and stuff like that. She deliberately buy me clothes that I wouldn't wear and make me wear them. No, gave me my pocket money, and I'd done a paper round as well.
Yeah.
And I never, she used to keep my money in a wee wallet. I had to steal my own money because she used to hide it from me and no give me any money.
Yeah.
When her family would come round, I'd get told to get out. She took a dislike to me. She didn't like me. She was evil. Made me feel crap, to be honest.
Yeah, no, it is unfortunate that you went through them events. It's not the nicest, and especially being a young teenager too. It's the last thing that you should be going through. You should be able, be put in this foster care to
be
feel,
protected.
To be
protected. I feel safe.
Yeah.
I always try to run away, to be honest, and I wonder why, because I used to cry in my own room. I used to feel like pure crap because the way she treated me.
When you said that you had to steal the money out of her wallet, what was the purposes for getting that money? Was it for food? Was it for clothes? For your own self?
It was just for myself. Like, the lad I was fostered with, he would get money in a baller for her. Like, if he'd done his paper round, he would get his wages.
Yeah.
He'd be able to go to the shop and get himself sweeties and that. It was just a bear in it, so I'm like, I want money too. How am I not getting my money? And it would be a big argument. Plus, I've got ADHD. Like, I did struggle in school as well, so like, if I came home with bad reports, I'd be not allowed nothing. I'd just have to sit in my room. And I know that now. I struggled in school because of my ADHD. Couldn't concentrate.
Yeah.
But it's not the way to be treated. Like, you couldn't treat somebody like that nowadays.
Yeah, no, you can't. It's wrong in so many ways.
It might not sound like a lot, but it is to me. Like, she proper abused me the way she was. She was horrible.
No, I do understand, Steve, and it's not something little at all. It's human just as much as me, and it does stick with you. It's even if you think it's something small, if somebody else thinks it's small, it's massive to you. So I do completely understand.
Like, I got a proper fright when she strangled me. I can remember that day and where I was standing, and she came out and strangled me. And shouted a missile abuse at me. A wee boy.
Just sit there and
just
wait.
Okay.
there anything else that you'd like to add or to answer, Stephen, before I read this back to you in case I've missed anything? What was that, sorry, Stephen?
I'm just thinking the other events that she'd done, but...
Ah, yeah.
It's just basically like she was... Yeah. All I can say is that apart from the physical abuse with the strangling, she was really, like, emotional abuser, like...
Do you remember the name of this foster parent?
Yeah. Do you need that?
I mean, it can go upon the statement, you see.
Her name is Christine Allison. The husband was Dave. He was a bit different, but no, like, abusing wife.
Yeah. What was her husband's name, sorry?
David Allison.
Did you have any connection with David or have any sort of, you know, trust with David compared to Christina?
No. He wasn't as bad, but he was like a bit abusive as well, but no physical.
Yeah.
Just mouth was like abuse, like saying it was just bad. Like, you wouldn't say it to a child, like, you didn't deserve nothing, like, no wonder your parents don't want you and all that kind of stuff like that. And that affected me.
Yeah, no, of course, I understand
that. That was sort of the stuff they would say.
I just want to say, Stephen, before I read this back to you, you know, thank you for being, you know, open and honest with yourself and telling me this information. I know it just takes some courage. So, you know, please be proud of yourself for doing this. I know it does take a lot. And as I said, if any point during this phone call, you know, you need to pause, come back to it, anything like that, you know, just inform me, please, okay?
Well, thanks.
That's not a problem. It's my pleasure, Stephen. So I am just going to read the statement back to yourself in case I've missed anything or if there's anything that you'd like to add. But yeah, what I have put down so far on your behalf is when I was placed in foster care, straight away I found a friend who felt like a brother to me called Greg. I suffered severe emotional and physical abuse by being strangled really hard and being told I don't deserve anything by my foster mum. My foster mum also threw an old Nokia mobile phone at my head for trying to contact my social worker, as I didn't want to be in this foster care anymore. My foster mum was given money on my behalf for clothes and food, and my foster mum would buy clothes she knew I wouldn't wear to humiliate me. She would keep my money from me as I was a paper boy, so I had to steal my own money out of her wallet in order to get some sweets as a treat for myself, as I was the targeted child in the house. Greg had no problem getting his money, but I, for some reason, just wasn't liked by my foster mum. My foster mum would would tell me to go and hide away from visitors if there was any over, and I would be in my room crying for hours, feeling isolated and left out, like I wasn't wanted anywhere within the building, like she was ashamed of me. My foster mum's name was Christine Allison. She had a husband called David Allison, and he didn't physically abuse me, but he played the part in emotional abuse by saying, "No wonder your parents don't want you." Okay. How does that sound for you, Stephen? I know it is tough it being put back to you.
Hearing it back, but it's true.
Yeah, it's so true. Yeah. I understand that, and man to, as I said, you know, man to man, it is tough. You know, reading some or hearing, sorry, you know, some you know, life stories, and them being read out loud. But you know, as I said, it does take some courage, and you are a strong person. So thank you for let me in with this information.
No, it's fine, thanks.
Yeah.
I wonder, I used to look at the bumps of them as well, like run away.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah, no, I'm not surprised. It's not the nicest at all. And this is why, you know, we're here as a law firm to represent you the best way that we can in order to get, you know, the not just the compensation that you deserve, but, you know, some sort of closure for yourself as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going over my the statement there and just fixing up just a few things before we move on to Oakland. So that's just why I am just a little quiet, but I'm just here just going through it. I do apologise.
Back and forth in different sections of that institution.
For about 2 years.
And then
yeah.
Social services
were
given you when you were
16. And then just left you alone. Because they'll be checking out the social workers, like, no, even that's abuse. Men, grown men hitting me. Five of them are turning you down. Ripping your arms and that. Can that be you right up your back? That's just one carrying your life. But that's a physical abuse.
So would the
wee shite of
the
point.
So if nothing happens to you, you have the information, the age they took to you, how they left you, and that's the only thing you do, because it was abandoned by them.
Okay, Stephen, so whenever you're ready, we'll go through you know, Oakland School in 2004. Did you say it was the summer of 2004?
Aye, because I would have been going into third year, I think, so.
What was that, sorry?
I would have been entering third year by the time I left the foster care. So it would have been the summer. It's good
to
be. Yeah, okay. As you say, you can always check the dates with the records, eh? Because I could be getting mixed up, but I'm positive I was there before the summer of 2004.
Yeah. No, we will. We'll check over the dates. And obviously, we'll inform you by all means if, for whatever reason, it wasn't in 2004, and you know, it falls out of kind of like the guidelines of the scheme. But we,
yeah.
You know, if you're quite adamant, then you know, we'll go with it. Not a problem at all.
Yeah, basically. School was a bit more physical, like, they used, I thought it was just because we were obviously cheeky at school, but these grown men are, like, slapping us, and see, when they were restraining us, it wasn't restrained, it was like, putting my hands up my back, squeezing my fingers, kneeling on my back, pushing down on my chest. One of them nearly made me pass out for putting his hands down where your neck is. How'd you explain that? Where your collarbone is? Down the pressure point.
Yeah.
That's what he used to do to me all the time, pressure point. Get slapped. Remember being slapped that hard, I would see white flashes. On the back of the head. For missing a bone. For Mr. Cunningham. Just slap me right across the back of the head. And I saw white flashes when they used to have it, like, whoa, sir.
Yeah.
They were more physical at the school, like.
Yeah.
And that's fair. I got a hard slap for missing a shot on goal at the football ground one day.
Yeah, and we'll be able to get those.
Wow, okay.
So,
it does leave you in a lot of confusion as to why? Like, why did you deserve that for missing a goal?
He was right at beating this team that was called Kibble, and we were playing them at home, and they told us pre-training, like, you need to beat them, and he was an angry old man. He scudded me across the back of the heat, and that's when I remember the white flashes. That was on the minibus.
Thank you. So, from the male staff, they've been very hands-on, and they put you where they wanted
you to be. You get hit with rulers in my class, and my Italian teacher used to hit me with a ruler across the hand.
Yeah.
And then there was another
Stevie and I, so it was a
evil. And
after this one, so I'll write up a statement for you after what I've been spoken about. And then I will send over the contract for you to sign. So the statement will be in the part three of the documents I send over. So you can go through the statement if you want. So this is just an outline statement that we send over to redress, but they've been
am I right in saying it was the like it was the coach that you know slapped you over the head for missing missing your shot?
Aye, well he was a key worker, but he was the football coach as well.
So
like you had a staff player in the back. Each team, like they all had one staff in the team.
Yeah. Okay, so that coach when he slapped you on the bus, was that obviously in front of everybody?
Aye, on the bus in front of everybody, and it wasn't just a wee. I remember it like white flashes in my eye. That wasn't the first time. Like he used to slap me all the time if you were cheeky. But that's how you treat someone.
I've been in prison for over 5 years. And when did you say you first spoke to me in the 2016?
Yeah.
What's that for?
Okay, so after the football match and maybe, you know, days after, weeks after, what was it like for you there still?
Just the same. I lived there till I was 16, basically, but it's just, like, when I was growing up, I used to think, like, oh, I was cheeky, I was bad at school, but the way they treated the pupils at school were, it's not right. Like, you used to get, they say it was restrained, but it was a heavy restraint, like 5 of them only at once, and one of them's pressure pointing you, you get kicked in the legs. They were rough. And it was just crap. I used to greet to go home.
They didn't look after you, did they?
Yeah.
They didn't notice.
I'd be in my room with my shoes all taken off me, want to go home.
So, about for the institution, so is there any you've lasted or anything you've seen in the prison you've faced in from your 60s? That would be enough handle for when you were in prison. Do you remember what that would be called? Hold on. Thank you very much. suppose we've lost a little bit. So, following on my application then, the three types of applications that we put to you and we're adjusting. So, the first one is a fixed payment of £10,000, and it's a fixed amount regardless of the severity of the issue where the body suffers. Or there's the individual GSS payment of up to £100,000, which is provided by a close panel dependent on the level of the issue suffered. So, based on previous awards and awards, people that have gone to do this, I recommend I would go for the individual GSS payment if you're happy with that. So we'll pop it on the top of the paper that you've done the record. So the main interest one is if you were in a suspension for more than 5 years or if there's anything related to murder or rape. I'll pop it on. So
before
I
do read this statement back to you as well, is there anything else that you wish to add or would like me to read to it first and see if there's anything that you'd like to add from there?
Yeah.
Aye. I think that's basically everything.
And then if they come back and say that because of
I can
baby fever, they can't do that or the number will be low anyway,
yeah.
So we'll get back in contact and we can bring it back.
There was never any sexual, there was not another sexual like wise or that. It was just basically physical, really physical.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, well, hopefully this statement, matches how you feel about the situation. Hopefully I've done a good job for you here. But what I have written down for yourself is I was placed here in the summer of 2004. Oakland School was quite a physical school back at the time. The male workers there were very physical with his boys by slapping. Was that hard? I was seeing white flashes, put my hands up by my back, put my arms into my collarbone, and also target pressure points on my body. We were playing a match against Kibble, and the coach advised that we needed to win the match. I don't know if this was his own personal win, maybe against the person of interest on the opposition team, but I had missed a goal scoring opportunity. And when we got back on the bus after the game, the coach slapped me so hard I nearly passed out. This was in front of everybody, and I felt humiliated and small. The conclusion to his slap was making me see the white flashes. The way that we were treated in the school was poorly. I remember having my shoes taken off me. I also remember four or five teachers ganging up on me to restrain me when I wasn't even resisting and I was doing as I told. This has left me questioning whether I was a naughty child in school, but when properly thinking about it, I wasn't. It was the teachers who felt like they got a joy out of bullying and pushing us young boys around. Does that sound fair and relatable to what you've gone through?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Perfect. I'm glad I've been able to match, you know, what you've said and been able to tell me. So again, Stephen, thank you for being open and honest.
I've started to sweat because it's just remembering it all.
Of course. And honestly, you know, this is all natural. You know, take your time, take a minute, breathe. It's what we're here for. We're here to assist you and get you through this. Giving you any additional services that are needed. To go through this process. And sometimes, there is people out there that they bury this kind of,
I know.
Yeah, of course you can, yeah. Of course, and you can do that in your own time as well. That's not a problem at all.
Perfect. It's just so I can read through them all.
Yeah, okay, that's not a problem. Well, with the two statements, brief statements that I've got from yourself. The redress scheme, they look at four types of abuse that each survivor goes through. So there is physical abuse, emotional abuse, sexual abuse, and neglect. Obviously, from what we've seen here, you know that you fit fairly well within emotional abuse, within physical abuse, and you know there is kind of pinches of neglect as well. You know, i.e., clothes and food in the foster care. You know, having your shoes took off you in at the school. Obviously, I can't exactly tell you how much you're going to receive within this scheme. But what I can advise from experience is that it is obviously, of course, going to be over the £10,000. So which is why I was more than happy to go through the individually assessed. Individually assessed payments of up to £100,000. So what I'm going to do for you now, Stephen, the stages that we're at is obviously I'll send you emails now, just in regards to the documents that we've got to send out to you. One of them is called a letter of authority, which I think it will be titled in the email as an LOA. So that abbreviation is letter of authority, and that's just the authority that you give us as your law firm to act on your behalf, gather your records, speak to any local authorities on your behalf, basically do all the hard work, really. There's a conditional fee agreement, which is called a CFA. That basically just explains our fees, and as I said, the percentages, which is 16% plus VAT, which is 19.2%. It kind of breaks it down how we work as a law firm, and then the fee clarity, which is as a whole, right. It just breaks it down as to all the VAT prices, the scheme awards, all that kind of stuff. So you can, by all means, you can. I'm just going to send them over to you now. You can sign them and have a look at your. At these forms, no problem. I can stay on the phone whilst you have a skim through and have a look, or I can leave you be, let you have a little read through. Obviously the quicker that you sign these forms, the quicker that we can start the work on your case. So I'm not saying rush you by all means, so take your time, no problem. But we just can't leave it too long. That's all.
Yeah, yeah. So when you send them out, do I need to sign them online?
Yeah, so it's you. So I'm going to send them by email now. You should receive a text message as well to go with it. And it would, in either the email or the text, there will be a link, potentially both. I've just clicked send on that, so you'll receive a link. All you do is just click the link, and it will click the document as a whole. And what you can do, you can sign the documents via e-sign on your phone.
It went really quiet then. Sorry.
Hello, yeah, you there?
Hi, it's just it went really quiet.
Sorry, my apologies. So basically, you click the link, it'll bring up the documents, and it'll also bring up a grey, kind of grey and white box for you to just sign on your phone like you sign on a paper. It's like an e-signature, electronic signature. And then once you click execute all documents, that signature will populate onto all the documents, and then that will come straight back to me. Once I've received them signatures, I can send off your application to the Scottish Redress Scheme and wait for your application number to come back, which takes roughly around about 2 weeks.
Right.
Okay. Once all these documents have been signed and we've received your application number, we can then request for your records from the local authorities. I think it'll be predominantly Edinburgh City Council that we'll be liaising with. Once we've received your records,
Midlothian. Midlothian Council, my records will be at.
Is it? Okay, then, yeah, my apologies. Thank you for correcting me. No, that's not the problem. To be honest, that is my bad. I've assumed with that, really. Obviously, you're telling me you've always lived in Edinburgh, kind of type. So that's my bad.
No, flat as Edinburgh, but I stay in Midlothian, so it'll be that Midlothian Council that'll have my... That's where I got my records from, Midlothian Council.
Ah, is it? Okay, then, yeah, fair enough. It would be Midlothian, then, yeah. But, yeah, once we receive all your records back, I've got another team who works in the office with me. They're the subject access request team. They're the ones who'll be you know, putting the fingers into your case as well, and yeah, gathering all these records for you. So they're kind of like the behind the scenes kind of team.
Yeah.
They'll gather all your records, and once we've got all the records back on your behalf, one of my colleagues will give you a call later down the line, and they'll do a more in-depth witness statement with yourself.
Right.
I said this is months away, by the way. So you've got time to kind of, you know, gather yourself and stuff. And what they'll do is they'll just expand on the brief kind of summary that you've given me already. They'll definitely word it better than me. Put more detail into it. Make it, you know, as sharp and literate as possible. And then once they've got that witness statement, they'll then attach that to your application. And we'll then present that to the Scottish Government ready for the hearing date.
Ah, that's fine.
Okay. So, yeah, just obviously before I do let you go, did you or have you received that email from myself at all?